Nami. Welcome to the Holistic Living Show.
Welcome. Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie. We are your bridge to wholeness. Welcome today. It's a beautiful day outside. Now, I want to let everyone know, tuning in with us, that we're coming in with a new structure to the show. From here forward, you know, there's just been, obviously, this organically growing movement of kind of spiritual happening through this process.
That's right.
So what we're going to do is actually make the first half of the show, so from approximately 11 to 11:30, we're going to be focusing on health and wellness.
Ooh, can I announce the second half? Oh, and then the second half is going to be called the Wave of Fire.
Of Fire!
Are they ready for that?
Yeah!
We'll see.
Get ready. Get
we'll
ready.
See.
Burning down the walls.
Oh.
Burning down the house.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And Karen, thank you so much. I feel so much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously, the Holy Spirit is making a move on the planet beyond
no
anything
doubt.
Ever before.
There's no
okay?
doubt about that.
There's
That's
just
right.
new and different things happening, and we are talking about out of the box and off the chain.
Yes.
Okay. Wave of Fire is going to be part two of our show every Friday.
I think they're going to be excited.
Yeah, and we're excited to introduce that new structure today with Nami, who's going to be bringing us into some experiential events in the second half of the show.
That's a great way to describe it.
Second half of the show. So welcome, listeners. I also want to let you know that we've got three particular opportunities for you today. We've got three contests coming onto the show. Number one, and not specifically in this order. We'll
okay.
see how it unfolds, okay?
Okay.
But number one, the contest is to the first caller, once we announce it, don't call now, okay? The first caller gets to experience a spirit-guided conversation and anointed painting that carries a unique to you spiritual connection guided by the Holy Spirit. That is with Nami, the angel painter. This is a gift of the Spirit that she carries, and she is like a portal.
No doubt.
All right.
But
and
you must have 15 minutes.
Yes, you have to have 15 minutes. So don't call if you don't have 15 minutes, because we're going to need to keep you on the phone. Nami is going to be interacting with you as she's divinely guided. And during that time, her hands will be divinely guided, be creating a painting. So what we really want to ask, I'm sorry for those that are outside of the local area. Today we want to ask that for that contest, you be local to the Charlotte area where you can come and pick up your painting.
Yes,
okay?
You'd want to have to see it.
This will be your gift. You get to have, Nami, how big is the painting?
8x10.
Okay, it's an 8x10. You can put on your dresser or next to your bed, wherever you feel guided by the Spirit to put it. That.
That's right.
Yeah?
Right.
It'll be your little special experiential piece, okay, that can be there for you.
Always.
And yeah, yeah. So that's going to happen at 11:30. Okay, contest number two. We are also making a little shout out once again for Bravo Casino Italiano.
Oh, well, let's do it.
Okay, that is at North Lake Mall. And contest number two is going to be, once again, we're going to give away a free appetizer card, so that if you're the first caller in when we announce it, not yet, and for this one you don't have to have 15 minutes, give us a quick call. Okay, if you're the first one, you will get sent to you the free appetizer with entree coupon. Okay,
and that is for the Bravo in North Lake Mall, for
That's
those
right.
of you who are unaware.
Mm-hmm. And then contest number three is first caller gets a wellness visit from Wells Chiropractic and Accident Emergency System. That's with Dr. Paul, Accident Emergency Center with Dr. Paul Wells and Co. at your place of business. Okay, so if you are the first caller and you are working in a place of business, that this would be a wonderful thing for you and the people working with you, then you will get the gift of Wells Chiropractic and Co. coming and either giving the people in your place of business a chair massage and spinal evaluations.
Oh, goodness.
Awesome.
I know many of them out there need that. Right at the workplace. How
okay.
convenient.
Or free blood pressure and hormone balance checks and spinal evaluations.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So that will be at your place of business. So three opportunities today, callers. Okay. Three opportunities for you.
And it'll be a surprise which order they come in.
Yes, it will. So today we are going to start, you know, we were carrying on with the conversation about how to clear the CR.
The crap, Dr. A-B. Leslie. It's the crap. It's okay.
Yes. Now, okay.
Some of us full of it.
No doubt.
And you know they say
she's
you
like
are
the
what
C-R-A-P. I'm like, okay.
Well, and speaking of getting rid of and actually C-R-A-P.
It oh, just, no, not just the caffeine, but you're going to say it.
Well,
she's going to say it.
Is this a holistic enema?
She's talking about those carbonated beverages.
That's
but,
right.
That does not include water. Just want everyone to know.
No, my San Pellegrino is sitting right here in front of me. No, I bless you, San Pellegrino.
Okay.
San Pellegrino blesses me, too. It's good. Okay, so we're going to redefine CRAP. This is what we're wanting to decrease in our diets
That's
every
right.
day. Okay. C stands for caffeine and carbonated sodas. Carbonated sodas. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. R is refined sugars and flours, which also leans back to that first one, carbonated sodas. Did you know how much sugar is in that carbonated beverage that you're drinking? And if you're doing the sugar-free one, just know that artificial sweeteners are direct.
Ain't too much better.
They are neurotoxins.
Yes.
They may be worse. Okay?
It's just crap.
They're direct
no
neurotoxins.
Doubt.
Okay. A is for alcohol. We're talking about cutting down on the alcohol.
Right.
Alcohol lowers your frequency, your vibration.
Oh, no.
Frequency.
Does that include red wine?
It does.
I'm going to have a problem with that.
Okay. It does. So, you know, everything in moderation. Jesus did turn the water into wine.
That's what I thought. So that'll be my only crap. I'm just going to take the app.
Now, we're just talking about in moderation here. In moderation.
Yes.
Okay. But excess alcohol will definitely bring you down.
Oh, yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Doubt.
Okay. And then there's those processed foods. Okay, those
it should be
processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't eat it.
That's right. Okay.
That means what? Be responsible and look at the labels. Look at the labels. So, okay, we are redefining C as...
Hold on one sec, Doc. And you say if you can't pronounce it...
That's right.
You shouldn't eat it.
That's what she said.
It'll be a lot of us going hungry.
In America, yes, it would be. Just say you cannot just walk down the street and grab a mango. It's
have you seen
happen.
Some of the stuff that's on the labels?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so wait a minute. Can I just say that if you did away with everything that had a label in your diet, you wouldn't be doing a bad thing.
Right.
Well, you better
go
have a garden in your backyard.
Go over that time produce department, okay? At least, especially the organic portion of that, you know. Fruits and vegetables and whole grains. I mean, we can really have a much healthier diet by taking out the boxes and packages and bags and cans and bottles of things that have labels and lots of things listed on it.
Wow.
Truly, truly.
If you have one organic apple versus another apple, taste the difference.
Yeah.
And you'll be fuller on an organic apple than you would be on a regular.
Would you say go ahead and do the test?
Do the test.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
true.
With you on that, Nami. Do the test.
We challenge y'all.
Yeah, we challenge you to do the test.
Now, Doc, now eating this crap, right? It all this stuff lowers your frequency.
Yes, right? That's right.
So your diet plays a big part in this.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. Well, your diet plays a big part on every level. So mind, body, and spirit. And thanks for raising that. If I might just remind everyone.
Do
okay?
that.
Your diet has a lot to do with how healthy or not your brain chemistry is.
So important.
Does everyone out there hear me that's on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication?
I hope they do.
Look, I'm not telling you to get off that right now because that's a slow process that needs to be handled very responsibly and your doctor overseeing it. But I want to tell you that research is showing that there is a very strong link between your diet and what's happening with your brain function.
All right.
Okay,
now.
So we're going to be going into that in more detail soon, but there are things that you can do to help your body produce its own healthy neurotransmitters so that we can get off the zombie drugs.
All right, now.
All right.
Yep. We need some happy, normal, natural stuff.
Yes, okay. And then when it comes to body, you are what you eat, okay? The nutrients that you take in are the building blocks of your cells, And your physical body is very, very influenced by what comes into your mouth.
All right.
Okay? And also what you breathe.
So I was going to say, and also what comes out of that damn mouth.
Crap.
Exactly.
Y'all want to run
watch
around
out
smelling
now.
Like it.
Come on.
Okay. So, and then spiritually, okay, and so in truth, really, people, all three of these aspects are connected.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All three are connected. And so as we purify our mind and body, we're clearer vessels for the Holy Spirit. The Bible calls your body the temple of the Spirit. Okay, so when you are honoring and purifying your physical vessel, you're raising your antenna. You're raising your frequency higher and higher to come into proximity with that which we're going to call the God frequency. Okay? They
okay.
are you're raising to where you can begin to have ears to hear that voice, the inner voice.
Exactly.
Okay? You know, Jesus said, for those who have ears to hear. Okay? There's a message coming for all of us, and it's coming through everything in and around us if only we can tune in to hear it.
Wow.
And, you know, it is the Word of God. It is the divine message that's coming to the planet now,
yep.
and it courses through life and all of us if we can only tune in. And that's really the aim of this show, is to help you tune in.
Yes.
Yeah, we are the bridge to wholeness. Right?
Absolutely.
Wholeness and oneness with all it is, your divine source.
Yes,
okay?
Indeed. And don't get it twisted. I'm learning every Friday. We're all in stages of learning.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
I just wanted to put that out there.
Yep. Yes. On a perfectly divinely planned path.
Absolutely.
We're all at the perfect place at the perfect time. So focusing now specifically on those carbonated beverages, we want to be talking today about what's in them and how much sugar you're getting when you're consuming that carbonated beverage that you may not know about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there are many who are not aware that even when the label says a few things that aren't spelled like S-U-G-A-R,
uh-huh.
you may be taking sugar in different forms.
That's right. Dr. Leslie, can
yeah.
we take a quick break and
sure.
come back and let them know what all of those other forms of sugar really are?
Absolutely.
There's so many different
Stay
other forms.
Stay tuned for the hidden forms of
okay.
sugar.
Okay. You're listening
Incognito.
To 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie and our special guest. Please stay tuned.
Thank you. Have you or someone you know been in a car crash or any other accident? Call 704-399-1300. Whether you feel pain or not, you should be checked out. You need to see the doctors of chiropractic at the Accident Recovery Center, located at 3120 Wilkerson Boulevard in Suite D3. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28208. Our spines are our lifeline. At the Accident Recovery Center, you will find all the steps you need to make a full and rapid recovery. Walk-ins are always welcome. Visit our website at www.charlotte-chiropractic.com or once again, call 704-399-1300. We have returned, and Akwaba, you are all welcome here on Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie Nami Karen BG Merck, myself, V-Zen, and I always, for whatever reason, forget to love on myself, and Dr. Leslie. We're going to be talking about the rest of that sugar, right?
Yes, we are, but first, listeners, we're going into contest number one. This is Dr. Leslie again. We are talking about winning a prize for your place of business. Okay, Wells Chiropractic and Accident Emergency Center, run by Dr. Paul Wells, are offering a special gift for you and your place of business. The first caller...
I think the first caller just called. It's amazing.
Okay, and so you are getting either your choice, chair massages from the Dr. Wells and Co. team, uh-huh, with Wells Chiro and Accident Emergency Center, or free blood pressure and hormone balance checks,
wow,
with spinal evaluations.
That is amazing.
Okay.
See, I was trying to be the first caller. I was trying to get y'all some massages.
You've already had your evaluation, brother.
I know, but
and
I was trying
your,
to get
your...
it for y'all up in the studio.
Oh,
you know?
I
why
see.
Y'all on there? You
I
know
understand.
What I mean?
Thank you so much.
How you doing, Paul, and the rest of the crew? I enjoy my evaluation. I'm telling y'all.
Yes, no doubt. Ryan, you are amazing. Dr. Gill over there at the chiropractic center. He took good care of us.
Yes.
By the way, yes.
Yeah.
He cracked my neck.
He
literally.
Did. Yeah, literally.
That's called a chiropractic adjustment.
Oh,
for spinal alignment.
He's been totally adjusted ever since.
That's
wow.
Right. That's right. So, because truly, okay, your central nervous system is not only the pathway of communication between the brain and body, which is coordinating every function all the way down to the function of every cell. It's also, Nami, listen to me here, it's also the energetic portal. Right? So when keeping your nervous system clear, mm-hmm, is keeping you open to communication, all right, within and without, hmm, all right? So there's something special there. We won't go fully into that today, but just get that. Your body, just imagine this. You were created with a crash helmet around the brain and a tube of spine around your spinal cord. It's the only part of the body that's encased in bone. So you are protecting that. Your body would rather lose anything else
right,
than
now
have damage happen to the central nervous system. Okay? So it is very important. And there are many ways to work with keeping that spine healthy and well.
Your
and
God connection.
That's exactly right. Now, what else can we do to be healthy and well? We can actually take the CRAP crap out of our diet on a daily basis.
Okay.
And today we're talking about carbonated drinks, meaning sodas.
We're talking about the fructose, the corn syrup, and whatnot.
That's right.
Okay.
So people may not realize that the sugar content of a nutritional label can sometimes be misleading. We can be kind of sneaky when it comes to the labeling of food.
I'm not going to say we. I don't have anything to do with that.
Buyers beware. That's right. So the reason is because sugar can go by several names on nutritional labels. So sometimes you may think what you're drinking is not a sugar-sweetened drink.
And it truly is.
It is. So the CDC points out that the following ingredients make a drink sugar-sweetened. Okay? High fructose corn syrup, fructose, syrup, corn syrup, sucrose, and dextrose, among others.
All right, and notice the high before fructose, corn syrup, you know, which means a lot of it.
This is true. So be aware that there's many names for ingredients that are actually other names than sugar, but it is sugar. Okay.
All right.
And many people don't also know, you know, the whole push that's been happening through this country and worldwide about decreasing our carbohydrates. That push is about lessening your sugar intake as well. Because carbohydrates, the types of carbohydrates that show up very closely to sugar are often white. Okay, that's why the R in crap is refined sugars and flours. Mm-hmm. Okay, can I just say white flour, white sugar, white potatoes, even white rice? Okay, these things get broken down and processed very quickly as sugar in the body. All right, and so you can end up, number one, with inflammatory processes that are happening that sugar creates.
Mm.
Okay, if you have arthritis and pain in your joints, can I just get your attention for a minute? You need to be working the white things out of your diet.
Work out the white things.
So this is one of the effects of sugar and foods that break down quickly and easily into sugar.
Right.
Okay, white potatoes, listen, if you're eating a bunch of French fries, can I just tell you, you're eating a high sugar diet. Believe it or not, even though it tastes salty, that stuff works into sugar very quickly, and you're ending up with problems that are sugar-related.
Hence diabetes.
Now, I love me some French fries.
Yeah, you do. Over it.
See it as an occasional treat and not a regular part
because
of your diet.
It.
Right? Okay, remember
that. Make it a
treat. That's right. So related to that sugar intake is other issues. There's diabetes, which most people are aware of. Did you know that the lethal combination of antibiotic drugs and sugar really sets you up for a process called candida, or candidiasis albicans, okay?
Mm.
So we all have in and on our body yeast.
Yeah, we do.
Right.
Okay? We have yeast. It's a healthy part of being you. But everything needs to be kept in balance, just like our diet. And so we have certain bacteria that help keep yeast in balance in the gut. And when we take antibiotics, we often are wiping out the good with the bad.
Hmm.
And that leaves us weakened as a system and vulnerable to other illnesses as a result of this new imbalance.
Right.
Okay?
So now, you're wiping one out only to create a space for something different.
That's exactly right. And I personally suffered with severe candidiasis albicans for over 2 years.
Mm.
And in 2 weeks' time, we're going to be going further into that. We're going to focus a bit on candida, okay, how to keep yourself in balance. And for those who suffer with it, and you know what? You may be suffering with it and not know it. So we're going to go deeply into the symptoms of having a candida overgrowth through your body in 2 weeks' time, and the incredible...
I don't know if I can wait 2 weeks.
We'll have... Okay, if you need a private consultation...
I do, Dr.
Okay,
Lindsay, right after the show.
Bridge,
thank you so much.
BridgeHolisticHealing.com for the listeners. BridgeHolisticHealing.com. Contact us online, and we will talk to you about what's going on personally.
Okay.
But for all the listeners, and if you know somebody that's been suffering with, you know what, with things that they can't explain and the doctors can't figure out, I will tell you that my own twin brother, Dr. Wells, also had, as it turned out, an overgrowth of candida. And he'd been seeing doctors for a decade.
Mm.
Okay? He had sores that were coming up on his skin, on his arms and face and back, which eventually I got too when I got this candida overgrowth, right? And people can have digestive problems with it, brain fog. Okay? Many people know about the mucosal membrane symptoms that can show up, okay, for women vaginally, sometimes orally in your mouth. But there's a number of symptoms that can show up when you have a candida overgrowth in the body. And if you've ever taken antibiotics, you may be highly susceptible to have that imbalance. Okay? There are certain steps we can take to rebuild our healthy bacteria in the gut and get everything balanced again. 2 weeks' time, we're going to be talking about that. Okay.
Oh, goodness. So, I think it's time for the caller to get that fabulous NAMI experience.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break and come back on 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie. So all of you listeners out there, please, someone get ready to call in and have that experience when we come back and announce for you to call.
All right.
Can I call too?
No, absolutely not. Stay tuned.
Every time I see you, feel as though I'm dreaming, you're so fine. You're a dying piece. Girl, I began the feeling. Feel that I wanna be with you, you're so fine. You're a dying piece.
He said I was a dying piece, given that sweet.
Welcome back to Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie, your bridge to wholeness. Yes, it's that time, listeners. The contest is here. And now, only if you have 15 minutes available, if you are the first caller coming up, you get to experience a spirit-guided conversation and anointed painting that carries a unique to you spiritual connection by Nami's Angels Painting.
Doc, okay. We got our first caller.
Fantastic.
I want to make a testimonial, right? You see, this morning I bumped my knee getting into the van.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get here to the station, I was still in a little pain when I sat down. Nami seen the pain on my face, right? So she came over there and she sprayed me with some spray and she touched my knee twice.
Uh-huh.
I mean, hey, I was ill. I was healed instantly. You hear what I'm saying? Instantly.
You felt that pain lift?
It lifted.
See, the frequency went up.
She said, kick it out. So I kicked my leg out. And I say, man, this is better than Tylenol. Can you bottle this stuff?
Wait, you know, can I just say, you got that right. That is way better than Tylenol. Can we just understand that true healing is much, much, much better than putting out a symptom with a pill that's toxic as well? Okay, so wrapping up, about the carbonated sodas, I just wanted to say that a 20-ounce bottle of Coke has 65 grams of sugar, and that is much more than 3 candy bars. Okay, now that's a big one, 20 ounces, but we're saying many times you are drinking the equivalent of a candy bar when you turn up that carbonated drink. So wrapping it up, we're just redefining C-R-A-P and adding to the C, carbonated sodas. Okay, raise your frequency, raise your quality of life with a healthier body, mind, and spirit by taking out the sodas. All right, now, Merck, have we got someone on the line?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm here.
Welcome. And what's your name?
I'm so excited.
Oh, we're excited to have you.
Welcome.
What's your name?
Sherry J.
Hi, Sherry J. This is Dr. Leslie here. Sherry J, I am now going to introduce you to Nami, the gifted guest who's here with us today. Sherry, are you in the Charlotte area? Are you going to be able to pick up your painting, portal?
I can drive while I talk.
Great boy.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Fantastic. So, Sherry, this is Nami. Nami, I'm going to let you step in and just start bringing through that divinely guided conversation.
Thank you.
Hi, Nami.
Hi, Sherry. Sherry, can I have can you spell your name for me?
You have to say your information slowly because I was trying to write it down, and I can never catch all of it.
Say that again.
I need you guys to say your information slowly because a lot of us listeners, we can't catch all of it.
Angelsbynami.com.
Okay.
That's N-A-M-I.
N-A-M-I, correct. Sherry, can you spell your name for me? Is it with an S?
S-H-E-R-R-I is on my birth certificate, but I add an E at the end of it.
Okay.
Should I give you I'm a widow, so should I give you my maiden name or my married name?
You're fine. That's all I needed right now, unless you want to give it to the station. But, Sherry, what I got with you, I actually tuned in last night, and I got, for you, I channeled the Holy Spirit, and I got the color purple for you.
Oh.
That's what you came into the world with, is purple.
Okay.
So I'm being told that you're like an indigo child. You're a fighter.
Okay.
You believe in the truth. You don't like being lied to.
Yes.
And you don't put up with lies.
Right.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Very.
You walk away from it.
Yes.
Okay, so I got indigo.
As she paints, this is amazing.
Yeah,
indigo.
Beautiful paint.
Is being transported.
That's my new color for the summer.
Oh, good. Actually. That's a wonderful thing.
So
that's definitely you.
I'm going to paint the bottom of the painting indigo, and I paint the top of the painting indigo.
Okay.
And I'm getting Archangel Raphael with you. Because Raphael is purple for me. He's a healer. So you heal with your words. You're a communicator.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, very.
And I'm told that you do some communication for a living.
Actually, I was with Verizon for 14 years.
Okay, so I'm okay. I'm being told that you do a lot of communication. You also do communication with people.
Yes.
And you have a great solar plexus, meaning the yellow. I'm putting yellow in right now. You go with your gut. When somebody tells you that something is not right, you say, no, I know it. And that's your gut.
That's right.
So nobody can tell you a lie, honey, because you know when they're lying. And you have the knowing. I'm sorry?
Take a moment, I need to scream at this moment.
You go right ahead.
You go right ahead, honey. You do whatever you need to do.
Okay.
Now, Sherry, you know this was my painting.
I've been waiting. I called before, and I'm like, oh, I got to call back.
I was trying. You just beat me to it.
I also see you as a white lighter, meaning that you have a very high vibration. People didn't get you as a child because you saw things.
Yes.
And you didn't like to share things. Is that true?
Yes. Since
honey,
I was a little girl.
Can I just ask a question? So Sherry suddenly felt that urge to just scream. Okay. So do you find that this process, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you're being given this divine knowledge, and you're engaging with a person, that it becomes cathartic at times? Like Sherry, what was that? Did you just have this feeling come up and you just needed to make a noise?
I call it my spider sense of it tingling.
Uh huh.
I'm sorry.
My spider sense is tingling.
Oh. Wow.
I've always had inclinations, I want to call them.
Uh-huh.
I try
yeah.
to run from it, but I can always tell something's going to happen. I just get, it's not a nervousness, but I just start saying thank you, thank you, thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you. And it happened maybe 2 weeks, a month in advance, and I can tell you what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't share it with people.
Well, I do. Some
people now,
only
because you didn't, though, as a child.
Exactly, because they would think you're crazy.
Not anymore, honey.
Yeah, you know what? That wave of fire has hit the planet, and it is time for everyone to come out.
That's right.
Yeah, you know,
you really need
this is
to.
About speaking our truth.
Yes.
Mm. And the truth of the divine gifts that we've been given as well. And those of you who don't know what we're talking about, this is what we're talking about, raising the frequency to open up, because every one of us has been blessed with these gifts.
For
and
me,
Sherry, you've been connected with yours
it.
Since a young age, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. How did that show up for you as a child?
As a spirit.
Yeah.
It showed up as people coming to me. I have a cousin who comes to me and say, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. No, you're not. And that's it. And, you know, this is a cousin who died when she was in her 20s from diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now she comes. Someone sent me a picture in the middle of the night. Sent me a picture, and I wanted to get up and I panicked. But now I'm finding out that I have a health condition.
Uh-huh.
It was just by seeing her picture that I know she came back. She only comes when there's something wrong for me to fix it. Not that I'm going to be in danger, but she comes as a warning.
Isn't that something? Can I just interject that the Holy Spirit can use many different methods to connect with us? The Bible shows where men of God and women of God had spiritual dreams and symbolism that would happen there that the Holy Spirit would use to communicate, or you know, the faces of many different beings, even animals have been used, even in the Bible, to be the voice of God. So this is a beautiful gift that you have. So you know that you're being given divine guidance when you see this cousin. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Sherry, I'm going to interrupt for a second. Do you have sciatic problems?
To find out, yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I have.
I didn't know it,
but yes.
Okay. Does it go down the right side?
Yes.
Okay. You need to see the chiropractor.
Sherry, I was in an office this morning.
I'm sorry?
I walked out, I went back in and got a card and still left. So you're right on the money.
Okay.
You might want to go see Dr. Wells.
There you go, Dr. Wells.
Okay.
That's right.
Tell him,
seriously.
Tell him Holistic Living sent you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And I also see you as almost angelic, because you don't have a lot of karma. You come in this world helping people, but you don't have a lot of issues yourself.
No, I don't.
Yes. So you don't get when people have problems, because they create their problems. So
correct.
I'm going to right now, I'm told that you need to be raised up back to where you came from. So I'm going to raise you up right now with golden rays of sunshine. You've got a lot of power behind you. A lot of guides. A lot of guides.
That's
confirmation is right. And I don't know if these people can see it, but there is Jesus in the middle of this painting.
Oh my. Whoa. I've got chills on that. That is so beautiful.
So
Lord Jesus.
Lord
right
Jesus
there.
Is your friend, my friend.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
You on a winning team.
I wonder I started crying.
Yes.
Huh? Is this something?
I
and
love
I'm gonna
it.
Sprinkle some I call it angel dust.
Oh, I love angel dust.
Golden. Of course you do, because you're an angel. golden angel dust all around it.
Now you found out who you was on a holistic living show.
I have to get this. Can I get a recording of this? I just want my children to know that I'm special.
Honey, I got it on the back of the painting. You are special.
Okay.
We are all special. But you definitely are.
Thank you.
Wow.
You see it?
Yes, that's amazing. Mm.
It's gorgeous.
All right, well, thank you, Sherry. I'm headed over to the bag lady after this.
And I will be at the bag lady today.
Yes, right after the show. I'll be there. Hopefully, I'll get there first. Since we've announced it.
I don't know. I think I'm going to catch her leaving the studio.
Amazing. We are going to take a break here on the Holistic Living Show. We will be back momentarily. You're listening to 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, Holistic Living. Please come back and join us.
And when we return, we'll be doing contest number 3 for that special coupon on Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie.
any other accident, call 704-399-1300. Whether you feel pain or not, you should be checked out. You need to see the doctors of chiropractic at the Accident Recovery Center, located at 3120 Wilkinson Boulevard in Suite D3. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28208. Our spines are our lifeline. At the Accident Recovery Center, you will find all the steps you need to make a full and rapid recovery. Walk-ins are always welcome. Visit our website at www.charlotte-chiropractic.com, or once again, call
704-399-1300. 103.3. And welcome back to Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie, your bridge to wholeness. Now, callers, we want to do the contest number one more time. Okay, this means that you have another opportunity now to call in to have a visitation from Wells Chiropractic and Accident Emergency Center and Co. to your place of business, okay? And that is for a chair massage for the staff there, or blood pressure checks and hormone balance checks, and that is with spinal evaluations. So first caller now, come on in and let us know what your place of business is, and you will win that wellness day for your place of business. Nami, how are we coming with Sherry?
Very good. There is someone on the bottom that's being raised up here. So, and I have messages on the back for Sherry that I got as I was painting. Is she still on?
Yeah. Yes.
Sherry, can you hear me?
I am here.
Okay. I wrote down that miracles are going to happen for you. And you
okay.
can manifest anything, because you are the light and you give more than you receive.
Yes.
So those miracles are for you to receive now. Okay?
Wow.
That's what I'm being guided to tell you.
That's beautiful.
Excellent.
And the light of God surrounds you.
Mm. That must feel good, Sherry.
It does. You guys have no idea.
I think they do. I think they have all the ideas. I'm just kidding. I think they know that that's what you needed. It's since it's been totally guided. So give thanks.
With this new enlightening information that you receive.
Yes.
I mean, it should put you on a different journey now.
You know what? It's not putting me on a new journey. It's helping me to speed up the journey and reach more that I'm already on.
There
beautiful.
You go. There you go.
Beautiful.
Just moving forward to the next step, right, Sherry?
That's right.
Awesome.
There you go. And how's that journey been going for you?
Well, I went to a Christmas party and I wrote on the wall, I want Mr. Reed for Christmas.
You want mystery?
And Mr. Aldrich Reed.
Oh.
He's from New York.
Okay.
And he came.
She created a heavenly order.
That's
didn't
wonderful.
You? So you got clear with your intention and it showed up.
Look
right?
at that.
Exactly.
Awesome.
To marry this guy and fall in love with happily ever after.
Oh!
All right now. Nothing wrong with happily ever after.
Yeah, absolutely.
Congratulations. That's
yeah,
fabulous.
Thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
So you have stepped into divine manifestation.
Would so head on that? Down, Sherry, head on down.
So here's the miracles that I was talking about, right?
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Do you know how to get to the station? I guess we'll talk to you about that when we get off air.
Oh, I know. I know how to get there. Actually, my sister lives down the block.
Oh, girl, please.
No wonder you were the first caller.
It'll be a pleasure to meet you as well.
Her line was connected.
I've been passing that for like 4 years.
Wow.
Okay. Now I can come in.
Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely. And take something with you when you leave.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Mm. Thank
congratulations,
you.
Sherry. Well, we look forward to thank seeing you after the show. You just hop on down.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Nami, please, can you share with us a little bit more about your work beyond the paintings and what we just experienced in your interaction with Sherry? Can you tell us a little about the hands-on healing work you're doing with your massage therapy?
Yes, I'm an intuitive massage therapist. I'm guided by spirit, and I see areas of the body that are out of line.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I touch you, I can, I go into spirit and I'm guided to where the areas are needed to be healed.
Mm-hmm. So when did you become aware of this gift of the Holy Spirit? Where you would be able to sense these things and God.
All my life, but I didn't know it until I had a near-death experience 5 years ago.
Wow. So this has opened up in the last 5 years clearly.
Right, clearly.
That's awesome. You know, I would like to say we would love to have you back again, Nami.
I would love to
You've
come back.
You've been such
Thank
a blessing. Don't you agree, listeners?
You're all blessed.
I totally agree.
Thank you so much.
Energy is awesome in here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings to you, Nami. We would love to have you back. And you know what? When you come back, I would like to invite you to share that near-death experience with us.
Absolutely.
And about the transformational changes that it brought you to.
Okay.
And that was only 5 years ago.
7 years ago.
Seven.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so
and
much,
blessings.
Dr. Leslie.
Blessings. Now, listeners, I just want to go back and mention one more thing as we're wrapping up for the day. We're pulling this back into our conversation about health and wellness and understanding that they're all linked. The mind, body, and spirit are connected, and steps that you take to lift the frequency of each of those things are going to affect the others, right? And this is going to help us move forward on that path that Sherry was talking about even faster and getting the blessings and the manifestations. I and my husband experienced an amazing restaurant in Cornelius this week called Santorini Grill and found out that they are putting together their own fresh whole food. It's a family-owned restaurant. Awesome place. Highly recommended on West Catawba Avenue. That's www.santoriniGrill.net.
Awesome place.
Thanks, Santorini. It was fab. Have you been there, Sherry?
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're up at Lake Norman, and it's one of the best places around to eat. Yeah, I had a beet salad.
Well, that sounds delicious. Thank you,
awesome, everyone,
for joining us here this Friday on Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie. We are your bridge to wholeness. I can't wait for you to come back, Nami. I'm so excited. Karen, thank you so much.
Mm.
No one knows, but Karen sprayed me and got my throat together so that I could speak with you all today. Thank you so much.
There we go.
Please come back next Friday from 11 to 12. For the, what are we doing next Friday?
Well, Friday.
Should we tell them or should we keep it a secret and make them tune in?
Well, we're moving forward with our talk about candida, sugar, and antibiotics. It'll be a tiny bleep next week and then much more on that the week after. We're waiting to hear from Judy Satori.
Yes, no doubt.
Who is right now in New Zealand about her post Mary Magdalene interview.
Oh, goodness.
So to be confirmed, but we believe that's going to happen next week. Okay,
oh, that
so
would
check
be awesome.
On the website, on the radio page. That's www.bridgeholistichealing.com. For you listeners who are waiting for that contest number three, call us now, even though we're moving off of the show, for that Bravo Italiana free appetizer on us. Call now.
Thank you so much. Blessings be. That was awesome.
Get online and check us out on the web at WGIVCharlotte.com. Listen live. Check out the latest music videos and what's happening in and around your city. Log on now to WGIVCharlotte.com.
Do you think it's strange for married people to use condoms? Do you think that in this day and age, and when we say this day and age, let's be honest, you know, you get together with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unless you go ahead and have them tested first, you don't really know where they've been.
Oh, come on. In this day and age, though, Rudy, with all the diseases.
By the time you get married, you should know at least some kind of semblance that they haven't been out
and
about.
Hold on.
But
and
you don't know.
Let's be real about in this day and age, not only diseases, there are divorces that, what is the percentage? Is it 52%?
50, at least 51%. Is it odd for married people to use condoms?
Absolutely not. When I first got married, we tried the birth control thing. It made me very sick because at that time we didn't want children was to use condoms.
Mm.
A couple of years later, I found out that she actually was cheating.
Mm.
Me and my husband, we use condoms, but because we don't want any more kids. Mm. We already have two. Mm. Now, it is crazy if you're wearing condoms because you think you're made out. Mm. You just need to find another mate.
It's the Doug Banks Show.